giving a face and a story entails an identification. And we are able to recognize each other through identification. After placing ourselves in front of these stories and knowing the life tales of their protagonists, we can open a room for empathy. A mirror in which we can get rid of our fears after looking at it. A mirror that leads us to the necessary act of reflection as an act of justice that rebels against the stigmatized discourses on migration that incite racism and xenophobia. Ed Meerson, Bader, Aziz, Abdelkarim Hamir, Abdelkarim Naja, Ahmed, Altu, Ibrahima, Ismail, Mamadou, Muhammad, Omar Balde, Omar Indai, Usman, Rashid, Rail, Samanu, Sidi. Taidian and Youssef reached the Canary Islands after surviving the world's deadliest migratory route. The process of criminalizing certain types of migratory movements does not end with the obstacles they have to face in the sea, as once they arrive in these places. They are retained in a macro campsite called Las Reis, the Roots, where their lives become interrupted. At the same time, the implicit paradox in the place name, Las Reis, literally translated as the Roots, widens its scope as it is transformed into a place where there is a convergence of the different roots of the people who are in it. Facing the poor living conditions of the official campsite, that of shame, an alternative campsite emerges, the campsite of dignity. In that place, networks of solidarity and care between the migrants and the different visitors who come to support them are constantly created. In that way, new bonds based on mutual understanding and identification among peers are daily born and take root in Las Reis. Roots hold plants to the soil. Life is created out of the synergies among the different elements that intervene in the growth of roots and plants. Roots are fundamental, yet they are invisible as well. Only the bark of the tree is allowed to remain in the light.